Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is your host, Reverend Adam Lee, and today we are joined by our co-host, Lolita. Hello, Lolita. How are you doing today?
Hey. Good. What's going on?
Not much. A good day over here and having lots of activity going on. Energy's flying everywhere, so we'll see what people get for answers today. Well, it does look like we have at least one call for right now, but for those of you that would like to call in to today's show, the call-in number is 619-789-6807. We will be taking callers momentarily and answering your questions live and on air. When you call in, please don't forget to push the number 1 on your touch-tone phone. This will alert us that you have your hand raised in the queue and would like your question answered live and on air. Now, for those of you that are tuning in and would like to have a private reading or be aware of today's specials, on our website, which is howpsychic.com, we're running a couple really awesome specials today. We have the 1 hour special going on sale today only for $15.95. Yes, folks, that is only $15.95 for a 1 hour reading with myself privately on our website. We also have the 30-minute sale going on at $8.95. These are specials that very rarely happen. So take advantage of them tonight before midnight Eastern Standard Time, and you will be able to take advantage of the great specials. All right, Loie, any announcements for today before we go right to our calls?
No announcements. I'm sorry. I was trying to unmute myself.
Oh, okay. All right, well, we're ready to take callers now, and why don't we go ahead and start with this 858, huh? Go ahead.
I was going to announce if anyone, you know, my finance stuff, if anyone out there needs any education in finance 101 about their 401, Roths, or retirement plans, any type, I do consultations, so feel free to reach out to me. And you can reach us out. You can reach me through Adam's website.
Oh, yes. All you have to do is go to the Contact Us page on the website. You'll find the phone number on that page to call us, and you'll be able to get a hold of us. All right, Loie, let's go ahead and take the callers.
Okay, hold on. And to remind everybody, next Saturday is a full moon in Sagittarius, so make sure you guys get prepared for that. Full moon on Saturday. All right, let's take the first caller. Area code 858-831. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Amy. I'm calling because I want to know if I can mend things with a relationship that just barely... I want to know if we can mend things and when we'll see each other again.
Okay. May I have the individual's first name only, please?
Omar.
I didn't catch that. I'm sorry.
Omar.
Okay. Give me one moment while I tune in here and see what's going on in that direction for you. All right, well, it does appear that you will be able to mend things, okay? And it looks like Omar also has a little bit of an anger problem, a little bit of an issue there. Definitely see this individual trying to work on that. And what I'm feeling is that there's a lot more behind this. So what I would suggest to you is to go ahead and reach out to me, take advantage of one of the specials, and get a private reading, because there's some more behind this, and there is a little bit of an old paradox to this. So what we're having here is some energy from this individual that is more in alignment with where you used to be in life. Now I feel that you're really developing spiritually, and you may not want to have this relationship rekindled. There might be something even new on the horizon, but that's what a private reading would help you find out, is where you really want to go with this, or if you want to go in the new direction. Okay?
Okay, Reverend, usually even dreams, like, the thing is, we were good, like, we've only been communicating through email, because he just recently woke up with me, and everything was good last night, and I had this dream, where I had a dream that there was another woman, and I always let social media get to me. That's why we broke up. I was a jealous type, and I always assumed, and he's just ignoring me today. He just ignored me. He has not picked up the phone. I'm begging him, and I don't think I should anymore. I don't know if I don't think I should. I should just let it be until he comes back
around.
At
this point, you shouldn't do anything. You let this individual come around when they're ready. But what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go ahead and move on to our next callers, because we're getting a full switchboard here. And I do suggest you reach out and take advantage, okay?
And it's on the
can
website,
I,
correct? Oh, yes,
can
sorry.
I,
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry?
I'm going to add something.
I didn't hear you.
I said I'm going to add something on this. Let me just make sure I understand right. You had a dream, and the dream kind of, the dream was about you being jealous of another woman?
Yeah, and I saw, like, random women, and that's how I've always been jealous, because of his status.
Okay, so are you say you are like that with him?
Yeah, and that ruined it.
Okay, can I be really real with you?
Yes.
You cannot enter a relationship without trust. So you have entered a relationship knowing his status, his value, his worth. You have chosen that. And so I'm going to tell you, if you want to make this work, for regardless if he comes back in your life or not, you cannot be that person. You will run a man away so far from you.
That's what I just did.
It will hurt you. Yeah, it will hurt you.
Yeah.
So you need to go back into that self-trust.
And take care of myself. Mm-hmm.
You do, hon. It's all good. I mean, and it goes for a woman even. I'm 40 years old. I have so much self-confidence. I am beautiful in and out. And I do intimidate men in so many levels, but that's not my nature. And this is that personality, because you have self-worth. When you have that, those people energetically also are not fit for a relationship at that time. So really, you're hurting yourself at this time. You are, and it's okay, because guess what? You can actually change this, okay?
I have. I've been meditating these past 2 months, like, and just something lashed out. I don't want those dreams to take over me. I feel like it's a bad aura. Like, no, don't believe in that. That's just what your fear is.
Well, it's because really subconsciously too, you haven't figured that, you haven't dealt with it. So don't let those dreams freak you out. Accept those dreams, because it's not done yet. Don't get scared because you're having a dream. And always remember, those dreams are not your true intentions of that story either. They go deeper than that also. So just because in your dreams you're dreaming about this man having, doesn't mean this man is having this. Doesn't mean if you're having pregnant, doesn't mean you're pregnant. Those dreams are stories. They're dreams that tell us and guide us what is going on with us. So what I want you to do, do your meditations, but I need you to get back onto self-worth affirmations. Go do value affirmations. Do it cut and cord every single day. Get your inner strength back. Eat right. Exercise right. Feel grounded. Do your chakra balancing every single day. And it doesn't matter. And you can shift your whole life. It takes 90 days to make it a habit. Stop thinking about it and just know that you're going to be a different person, because see yourself as a strong woman walking those streets, pretty in and out, and it doesn't matter what type of relationship you manifested, because you have trust. If you don't have trust, don't even go into a relationship. So change that, okay?
Okay.
And
if
this man comes back around, then it's meant for a second try. If not, just know that he's a life lesson. Every partner is a life lesson. So if there's something that you have not learned, But you need to really thank him and be in full gratitude that he did come into your life, because you're still not right. You see what I'm saying? So thank all those relationships that are here to make us learn, because I do.
Okay.
Sometimes
okay.
when we have dreams of other people, it's not that we're dreaming about what they're doing. It's sometimes pointing us in the direction, like Loie said, to look at ourselves and see what we need to develop within ourselves. Sweetie, I see you becoming more spiritually aware. I see you doing things that are helping you reach a higher level within yourself. And this is where, you know, I really suggest you get private consultation, because that's what's going to help you reach those heights. And you need a little bit of direction. We can't all do it alone. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, Reverend. I'll do that
one now. And if you want to learn and go through that journey, he's really inexpensive. It's worth it. If you can spend $50 on a gym membership, you can spend $50 on his counseling, like, once a month. And he gives you some good advice, and he guides you, and he can get you to that next level. It may take you months or maybe a year, but it all depends on that work that you do also. So it's a teamwork. So if you're interested in doing it, definitely call him, okay? It's worth it.
Okay, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Good luck on your new journey, your new day.
I'm going to give you the website here in just a moment. Just stay on pause. Stay with us, and we'll be announcing the website again within the show, and you'll be able to write it down and go visit it, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, namaste, bye-bye. Hold on. All right, area code 626-592. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Amaka from California. Hello?
Go right into your question.
Yes, and go right into your question.
Sorry. Hi. I just wanted to find out what you're picking up with a gentleman and I. His name is Jason.
What's your specific question?
I just wanted to know if you still see it progressing.
Okay, yes, I do still see that things will progress between you and Jason. That was an immediate yes. I know there's still some difficulty there and there's some awkwardness, but I would not worry too much about that. Remember to keep your prayers out and to keep things positive in your mindset.
Okay.
Don't worry about the negative. Don't focus on the negative, because that will only beget more negative. Remember the power of manifestation. What we send out in our mind is what we will receive back in spirit and in the physical world. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let me put
this
back on you. What does your intuition say? Because right now the fear has gotten into you so much right now, because you're doubting, and doubt is fear. What are you afraid of? What made you think that?
It's just that there's always like a back and forth thing. It's like where things seem to be cool, and then there's either a situation that happens, and then there's this pushback from either from his end or from my end. And so
there's a back and forth. Yeah, that's an indication. That could be a source that makes you go into that fear. Okay?
Yeah.
But what Loie's trying to touch basis on here is, where is the core of that fear stemming from? Why does this back and forth scare you so much? And then if it does scare you like that, where is that fear coming from? Is it that you're not going to be able to succeed in life? Is it that you won't be able to find the right one before you get too old? Where does that stem from? You have to go into the suppressed memories to find that.
Got it. Yeah, okay.
Were your parents together?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
I'm sorry, were you raised by two parents?
One.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mother or father?
Mother.
Okay, I get you. But you have to release that. That's that fear of not being secure. I'm going to put this back on you. You start doing some grounding work, and just start doing some chakra clearings, do some mantras, you know, just do that. Because here's the thing, change that belief system. Because when you have a daughter or son in your future, you're not only are you passing that cycle on, you're going to have them, they're going to be born with that same pattern. We already know that that's how you're raised. You really want to pass that on to your future generation. This is a time to cut the pattern. So cut it. Understand that this is how you were raised and this is where it's stemming from. If you know that source is going to give you a good relationship, then it will happen. But understand, if you're attracting a relationship in that mindset, so of course you're going to attract that partner. So what I want you to do is have some self-worth again, because he may not be a part of your life. Because you know why? Because when you start changing spiritually, when you go to a different higher vibration, you let go of people that do not fit you energetically. I have seen it, I have done it, and it works. But it goes back to you. You are the co-creator of your life. So I want you to get rid of everything that's baggage, emotionally, physically, spiritually, karmically, you know, sexually. Whatever you need to do, clear that out. Because I know that you want the best, highest vibrational spiritual relationship. Do you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. But you can't get that with where you're at. So you got to do your homework. Make
got
sense?
It.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's in your life, that's fine. I'm not finished. And so
I'm sorry, Lori. I don't mean to interrupt you here.
No, it's fine. I'm in my zone. That's why I'm like, hold on.
I need to say something here. Okay. I do need to say something here. Okay, sweetie. I agree with Lolita over here, but I also want you to know why this relationship is bringing up so much of this fear for you. Okay, and there's the conscious and subconscious level, but then there's also the spiritual level, okay, and it's hitting you on all three right now, because one, there's such a conscious and subconscious attraction to this guy and this situation, but two, the spiritual connection is that this Jason guy is your twin flame, and he's not ready yet because you're not ready yet, you see? And what is really triggering this, you see. But I'm going to let Lolita finish what she's got to say. I just needed to put that little tidbit in there.
Got it.
Right, but I don't think she's ready to hear that yet. But you just know that whatever Adam just told you, there's a long way of that, okay? So just put that in the back of your mind that he's in your twin flame. But it's all about you right now. It's not about Jason or your next partner, because you're going to have five different partners after Jason, okay? And Jason may come be the sixth partner. Does that make sense? I want you to grow. I want you to have the best. I want you to have the best healthy relationship. But you have to understand it doesn't happen until you do it. So if this man comes back and forth, you know what? Say thank you, Jason. I am full gratitude. I appreciate you giving me this type of work because I have not learned something. So first, thank the universe for showing you that. Okay. Next step is acknowledging that. The third step is doing it and taking care of it and handling it, because I want every woman or every man out here to be on that plane where I am at. It's awesome feeling because you don't question anything that goes on. When you start working on yourself, that intuition is your validation. So when I call Adam or when I go to, you know, his room and say, can you validate this? That's what I'm going in from. And because as I did my homework, you see what I'm saying? And it took me many, many years. But that took many years of conscious decisions. So the more conscious you are and the more aware you are, you will have it done quicker. If you let it go, it can go even longer than many years. So just know that as of today, you can start your whole new journey as of today. So do all that cut and cord clearing. Do whatever you need to do to release it. Put salt. Get Adam to show you and guide you, whatever you need, you would want him to do, or find a mentor that will guide you through each step, because it may take many, many months for you if you don't have any sense of direction or where to start from. But do it, because you can manifest not just a great man, but awesome. You're preparing yourself for your future husband, your future children, so they don't take that baggage that mommy and daddy have. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So get that work done.
I definitely will. Reverend Adam, I did try to call for a private, but for some reason it was just off. So I'll try again, because I know you've been pretty on point when
I've
spoken to you.
Don't hang up, because I'm going to go ahead and take down your number here, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Is this the number in which I'm able to reach you?
Yes, 66592.
I'm not going to, don't announce it. I can see it here on the switchboard.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, cause I love,
we don't
yeah,
want everybody
you.
Knowing your phone number here, okay?
No problem. Yeah, I would love to talk to you because you've been pretty cool.
How do
and,
I spell your name, sweetie?
A-M-A-K-A.
A-M-A-K-A. Okay. All right, there we go. I've got it taken down. I will be in contact with you sometime, either right after the show or tomorrow. Okay?
Fantastic, fantastic.
All right.
Okay,
we
great.
Appreciate
and
you.
Have you put
Thank
through
you.
A, have you scheduled any payment yet?
No, not yet, because I tried the last time,
okay.
and for some reason
okay.
it just didn't go through. So I just, it would be great if you called and walked me through it. I'll be more than happy to do it that
okay.
way.
Okay, great. Not a problem. I shall do that. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, hon.
Thank
Have
you.
A good one. Namaste.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye. All right, for everyone that's
Namaste.
Still listening, please visit www.howpsychic.com. You can find out all the great specials on the website. All right, you ready for the next caller?
Yes, let's go ahead.
Okay. Area code 917-880-6434. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Daniela. I'm calling from New York. And my question is, do you see any relationships or anything coming up for me? Basically husband, kids, family.
Okay. All right, Daniela. All right, there is a nice, good, big yes, okay? There is something coming your way. It's going to be a little more towards the end of this year, to be all honest with you, okay? It's not something I feel is just right around the corner. We're looking right before October sometime. That's about the time it begins to develop. Right now, however, the main message for you is money, 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 money. Okay? It is time to focus on money and career in particular. Not just job, career, okay? Because right now is the time for you to develop all of that. It's also showing me that you are a spiritual human being on a spiritual path, and you have gifts of your own that are psychically connected, okay? So you're also supposed to be exploring that right now and attuning and aligning your chakras because you could be one of the healers, okay? Now, that doesn't mean you have to do it professionally, but we all are healers in our own way, and some of us do it professionally and some don't. Okay, but right now it's all about working on yourself and your info structure. All right.
Yeah, I'm interviewing for another job. I have one more round of interviews left, so I think that could be where that's coming from.
Okay.
Ooh, congrats.
Well, it is looking good. Long as you put out the manifestation ability, you should be able to manifest pretty good. Okay. Remember, positivity goes a long way.
Yeah. That's great.
All right. Well,
good luck on your job.
Going back to your original question, okay, you will have something good. It will be valid, but right now is not the time, okay?
That's fine. No, thank you so much.
Do me one favor. I want you to write down
sure.
on a piece of paper what you want in a man,
hmm.
okay? And I want you to put it in a box and just put it away. I did that in 08. I just pulled that out about 4 months ago, and I was chuckling.
Uh-huh.
It works.
Really?
It works. Oh, my God.
Okay.
It works. It works.
It's a pretty simple
just put it
list.
Out there.
It's not that much. I'm not asking.
No. Just put something that you can deal with that you won't. But make sure, though, any woman out here or any man out here listening, you make sure that you go into a relationship, not going into changing it. So make sure you find out what you can tolerate. And what you can tolerate
exactly.
and what you cannot tolerate. So
yes.
understand that now before you go into it. And so when you do go out there on a date and meet a man, it doesn't take 30 days for you to get to know that man. Understand that. I do it all day long, and I can sit there and tell you, I can sit there and talk to a guy and know right away in 5 minutes if he's the one or not. Because I just know.
You see what I'm saying? Doesn't make sense?
Your point, you say you're not looking for a lot. You're not going for a lot. If you're not looking for a lot, then you're not doing something right, because you should be out there with a specific ideal as to the kind of man you want, how high he needs to be, what kind of personality he's in, what he likes to do for work, all sorts of things. You need to be as detailed as possible, and you need to raise that vibration of your own self-esteem in order to do that, okay?
Right, right. Okay.
Yeah, so just be very specific when you do that, and when you do it, write it from your heart and just put some, visualize it, and put some white light energy from your heart chakra to the paper, and then you put it away. And never question source when that man is going to come, because now you've put it out in the universe. Now let the universe do for you and work for you. While the universe is working for you, you must work on yourself to create that type of relationship, because you may have a certain type of relationship in your mind, but you may not be vibrationally on that same level. Make sense?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Wonderful.
Okay. Oh, great. Okay. Well, I will put the list in the box.
Wonderful. We'll appreciate that. Good luck in your journey, and congrats on your new job and your new venture.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank
you.
You're
welcome. On.
Okay. Have a great
Thank
day.
You. You're welcome.
Thank
you
me.
Too. Bye bye now.
Take care. Bye bye.
All right, we got another area code, 352-489.
All right.
Please
well,
state your name, where you're calling
that.
From. I already took it. Where you? Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Yes, my name is Cindy, Citrus County, Florida. And my question is my son was murdered back in September, and I'm just wondering if I can get some closure sometime soon, because they have not found his body.
Okay. Justice will be served. And it looks like next month is going to be the time in which this will happen. We're looking at about the 10th to the 13th.
Okay. Yeah, since it's
Hello, caller.
It's been 8 months now since since this happened, and it doesn't seem like the sheriff's department here has done much, so I'm just waiting for answers, you know, and I have no clue, you know, anything.
Yeah. Understandable, but my feeling is that justice will be served, okay? He will be found. The closure will happen. It all seems to be going down in a couple of months now, but it looks like the start of justice actually coming in and being served is going to be next month between those time periods I'm giving you, okay? And remember that over these couple of months, it's going to be a little bit of a trying time for you, but you will be finding a lot more closure and relief from this. And they want you to know that they are sorry. They should have listened.
Thank God. Yeah, thank God. I've been going out for 8 months like this. Just a horrible thing for mother to go through. You know, I've got his children.
I think he was trying to give you a message, right, Adam?
Yes, she knows I'm connected with her son right now.
I don't think she picked that up.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
He's saying that they should have listened to me, the police. I've been trying to tell him from the beginning they murdered my son 8 months ago at this house, and they let the people move out of town, and my son's body, I haven't been able to find it, and I've missed no closure whatsoever, and I'm taking care of his children. He's only 27 years old.
He
was telling something that must have happened. He just said that, sorry, he should have listened. So that must
he
mean
should
listen something.
To me, you mean?
Yeah, that's what he was trying to tell you.
Your son
oh, I told
telling
you,
before,
yeah,
me.
He
I'm a medium, honey. He wanted
okay,
you to know
he
that
you.
He should have listened, and he's sorry.
Oh, okay, I see what he's saying. Yes, I know exactly what he's saying. I told him the night before
okay.
when he left.
Okay.
I need something
there
with
you
him.
Go.
I had a bad feeling the night
yeah.
before he left here. That night he left, and I told him to leave his medication with me. He didn't leave it, and the people robbed him and killed him for the medication.
Well, he's acknowledging yeah. that, and he's telling you that, hon.
Good, good, good.
Okay.
He wants you to know that he's looking after you and the children. He wants you to know, hey, who's the girl in the background?
His girl, the baby's mama? He's three daughters. He's
okay.
got three daughters.
Okay. Why is there drama with her?
She's all upset about this. She's on drugs. She went to rehab. This happened when she was in rehab. And she's not dealing with it. She got out of rehab and got back on drugs. She's just like, she can't deal with it. She's just, and I'm trying to deal with it. It's very hard for me to deal with her kids and her not cooperating with me. You know what I'm saying?
Can I?
You need to let her go. You need to focus on the kids. And you need to focus on your life. Okay.
Yes, I've been really.
You need to let that go. Let that go, because right now, you know what? When she's ready, she'll make her own developments and whatever. But right now, you're not responsible for the baby mama. You're responsible for the kids. And he wants you to know that it's okay. It's okay to let go.
Okay.
It's okay.
Okay.
He knows that he's going to be found.
And here's the thing: at the end of the day, your energy, you got three children in there. You're the role model. So the more chaos there is, you guys are not doing any justice for these kids but making it worse. So what I want you to do is tonight, open the windows, get some incense, put some salt, take a white candle, whatever you need to do tonight or tomorrow, and I want you to put some peace back into that home, and I need you to be more positive and just know that it will be done. Justice will be served. Your life has to go on. You are a leader of three kids right now, and energetically, those three children are picking up all of you guys' energy. Is that really fair to them?
No, it's not.
Life moves on, and it goes on. So get that home energetically field cleared out and continue your life and just trust it will all be done, okay?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes. I want you lighting a blue candle tonight or tomorrow, whenever you get a chance to get it, okay? And you're going to pray for the peace, and you're going to pray that the Lord helps you get justice even faster and quicker in this manner, okay? And that candle is going to act as a beacon of light to bring light, peace, happiness, joy back into this family. But your son has never left, and he says he is not going anywhere, but it is okay to let go because he's not at rest until you're able to let go, until you're
able to
be at rest.
Okay.
And you're going to have to start grounding, because even though if you do this ritual one time, you can actually create havoc. So I need you to start doing a daily practice ritual of meditation. But before you get out of your bed, I need you to close your eyes for 3 minutes. Do it 3 minutes, and as you get more awakened, then you could do a little bit longer. But 3 minutes before you start your day, I need you to close your mind so you can be at peace and start your day off grounded. Does that make sense?
Yes. My oldest son was here last night. My oldest son was here last night, and he was upset with me because he said, "Mom, you got to get over this." I said, "Honey, no, I will get over it. I just want his body found." I think they found his body. I think because they got my DNA, and they just can't give me any answers right now.
Right, but you see, you're the one individual, and you got family. You're the leader here. Everyone's going crazy because Mama's not rested yet. It's done. Your son has given you peace. He's given you an answer. This should be changed as of tonight. You've got to change it. You've got an answer right now to move on. Let it go.
Okay.
Okay.
He says that he loves you. He's always loved you. No matter whether he would follow what you told him to do or not, he's always loved you. He was never mad with you.
Yes.
It's okay. Let it all out.
Okay.
This is your day of releasing, letting go, and closure, and just know that he's still there regardless. And the more in tune you get within yourself, it's going to be funny because you'll know when he's there. Like, my little sister is around here all the time.
He was doing things here. I was misplacing things, and he was playing with me. He set my alarm off twice. He turned my TVs on and off. I know it's him because it never happened before. But then now nothing's been going on for like a month now because it stopped about a month ago.
Right, I understand that. But the more I'm trying to get you to be more spiritually awakened, so the more you're at peace, you're going to find an even a deeper connection with him. It's got to start from you, and you got to let it go. You've gotten so much answers here tonight and so much new direction you're the next caller that should have a new journey as of tonight. Right? When we get off this phone, it's your new day, new life, new year.
Right, I appreciate it.
Okay?
Yes. If you need any further assistance, please check out the website and get in touch with me personally.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right, hon.
Thank you.
Many blessings. Namaste. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. And before we go to our next caller now, we want to remind everyone, please check out our website at howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. Once more, that is howpsychic.com. We have some great specials that are going on right now. You'll never find these specials out again, so please check them out. We have the one-hour special. We have the half-an-hour special. Awesome pricing, people. Check them out now. All right. Well, let's go ahead and take our next caller here.
All right. Area code 210542. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I'm calling from Wisconsin, and I want to know when my life is going to get settled. I'm in my 50s, and I've made some really bad decisions, and I've lost my self-esteem, and I just feel like an idiot, and I just want to know what's ahead for me in the next 3 months.
Okay,
honey. Well, everything's going to get better for you in the next 3 months, because you know what you're going to be doing right now? You're going to be building up your self-esteem. You're going to realize that the past is the past. We all make mistakes, and we all learn from them. It's what we do to change that now in the present, and how we learn from that, that determines how successful we're going to be in the future, okay? And you're going to do well, because you are learning from the decisions that you've made. But remember, not all of what happened to you that was bad was from your own decisions. It was also from the reactions and decisions of others and how they wanted to deal with you. So right now, I want you to move past that. And I want you going into invoking within you the power of the universe, invoking with you the confidence that you know you have had all along and have allowed yourself to overshadow based upon judgments of others.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the quicker you do it.
That's what that's about. So you're going to do well.
And the quicker you know
it.
What?
And then the quicker you acknowledge that, hon, and you know that's where you're at, but we have a choice to change it. So get out this phone. After you get off this show, do some meditation, do a cut and cord, and just meditate, and just know that you actually have a choice. There's people that don't even get choices to even do. You're still standing vertical. And do your value affirmations every day. That's what you need to do. That's my advice for you on this show, is to do value affirmations, because once you start doing affirmations for 90 days, you'll find that power right back into you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
All right,
hon.
Good luck. Thank you. No problem, honey.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Namaste.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Namaste. Bye-bye.
All right. Area code 541-488. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi. My name is Annalisa, and I'm calling from Oregon. And I'd like to have some input on relationship.
Can you be more specific, hon?
Well, what's going to happen with my friend Paul?
Okay, I got what's going to happen with your friend, and I lost you at the name. What's the name?
Paul.
Paul. Okay, give me one moment here. All right, I see that there's been a little bit of a tension there. Paul has a little bit of a problem with how he's able to be consistent. However, I do feel that things are going to take a little bit of a turnaround with this. We're looking more towards the good level with this in the next about a week and a half, okay? There's stronger connection being made between the two of you. I'm looking at this, and I'm finding, like, a sense of proudness over you, because Lord or God is proud of you and how you've been able to stand your ground, how you've been able to be patient, but also how you also come to terms with yourself to say, okay, is this something I truly want to pursue? Am I better than this? Do I deserve more? You know, you're asking yourself all the right questions, and you're doing all the right things. So the Lord, God, however you want to state the highest power that is, the universe, okay, is wanting to pat you on the back and saying, good job, but don't give up now. Keep asking yourself those questions. Keep putting your foot down. And never put yourself on hold for any one given person until there is a commitment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But the Lord says, all is supposed to work out well with this. All is supposed to go well here. Okay?
Well, that's good to hear. Because I've held the vision
mm-hmm.
that it was going to work out all along, and then finally I started going, you know, I need to listen to what he's saying and not just live in a fantasy just because I believe it. You know, take
That's
two.
That's right. That's right.
So he will come around because there's a 1,000 miles distance between us. So, you know, he has to be willing to work with that instead of saying it can't work because we live so
far. Well, you know, in the right situation, if an individual is really looking for a relationship and willing to make it work, they will go through leaps and bounds. Just like, you know, you see so many women or men in this world going through leaps and bounds to be able to find that one, okay? But you also have to realize a relationship is give and take on both ends, okay? And that's what you're coming to terms with now as well. And you're coming to terms with seeing how much you want in a relationship and what you don't want in a relationship. And this is what this is teaching you. And you're realizing that. You're learning the lesson, and that's what God wants you to know, is you're on the right path. You just have to continue to check in and listen to what your gut instinct is telling you, because that's where God is communicating with you. Okay?
Mm-hmm. So this will work out with us together or just work out well between us?
Well, you see, that's where I just told you, and you didn't listen to me. Listen to your gut, okay? Listen to your gut, sweetie. You're doing fine. Just listen to your gut. You already know the answer to this. You're just looking for validation. Right now, you don't need that validation, but you got it 2 seconds ago. Yes, everything's going to work out, but you need to listen to your gut, okay?
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
All right. All right, thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Have
thank
a good
you.
Night.
All
mm-hmm.
right, good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. All right, our last caller for tonight, I guess, 503-701. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
My name is Randy, and actually I don't have a question. I've been working with energy all my life. And from post-traumatic stress, and actually the answer to the math, what I call life math, comes from a painting my granddaughter did. And basically what it shows up is everything acts as a heat pump. And it seems all energies that are forced condense and get smaller, and those that are relaxed get larger. So if we're talking relationships, if we're having a force, you can't grow something that you're condensing in. Basically, it seems all work that way. And even with our psychic world, the more connections we have, the more we don't make statements, the more we relax our conversations, the more we don't assault our angels or our friends we work with. I just want to make a comment on a number of the people you talked about. And the one thing I like to convey is if the one called God put the universe in your heart, what would it look like? And like you said, if you work on your own feelings and your own vibrations, then the world around you starts turning around. Love your show, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, one thing that a lot of people don't understand in this world is that God does not judge. And so many people can't get around that concept because they're so used to being judged every single day by everyone in this world or, you know, whatever, even judging themselves. But in the end, we're all here to learn and we're all here to grow, whether it be through good or bad, decisions we make, decisions we don't make. You know, in the end, God does not judge us. We are all created from the light and we all eventually go back to the light, no matter how dark we might get. Mm-hmm.
I like to see him as an overseer or a guardian rather than I don't like the contamination of the word with that. But I agree with you.
Understandable. Mm-hmm. Well, highest power, the great I am. You know, many names, many faces, all the same.
Anyway, I wanted to
Well, thank you for
show.
Calling in. All right. Bye-bye.
That was a nice caller.
All right, now are you there?
All right. Yeah, we're done.
Very nice caller.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks, everybody, for stopping by. And if you need to take a look at our website, it's www.howlpsychic.com. We have great specials tonight. Again, we appreciate you guys, and lots of love, light, and full of gratitude. Namaste.
Namaste. Good night.